Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The Great Awakening, when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show, where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. We're going to get it. We have five booms that were told to us back in the day. This is back in 2019 for January 11th, and it feels very boomy today, especially with all this coming out about Joe Biden. You might not know that he's actually at the hospital right now. That's an interesting little factoid. But anyway, I'm going to show you what I think these booms are, and we're going to talk about this Penn thing because it's a big one. But you're not, if you watch the mainstream media, which I know you don't, that's why you're here, people will be very, very confused. And so we want to make it real clear so that you can share it with your family and friends. And just like we always do, and the Freedom Force Battalion, our job is to get this truth out to our people. All right, so I'll be right back after the break.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of Sleep Formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Let's go, Patriots. I want you to see this. This was told to us. These are the booms that we were told January 11th, 2019. And so many times things would be on the board and you're like, what is this talking about? All of this has been moving us in this direction to where we would take back the House so that we would have these committees and so that we would be able to do the investigation and bring down this cabal. Okay. So this is, I hadn't even noticed there were four booms, but it looks like there's a fifth boom that this Anon saw. That's why I'm not really an Anon. I'm just a lady sharing all this information that they find. But anyway, so I think it's really these intel committees. And maybe this icing on the top is this whole baloney about, how they were, President Trump took all this classified material to Mar-a-Lago, which he had the right to do, which they never tell, that he had the right to that, and that, but Biden did not. And they don't mention that little tidbit right there. So now he's taken this to two locations. I'm sure you already know about this. And one is the Penn Center. And I'm going to show you a little clip about that. But the bottom line is this, you know, what are you doing moving it twice and you don't know what these documents are? I think some of it is about, classified documents that they were giving likely to the CCP. But I think a lot of this stuff is the top secret stuff is their crimes. They're like, okay, we're going to hide any evidence of any crimes. We're going to make sure to hide all of that. And Kash Patel actually says that. I'll show you a clip of that here in a minute. That they, all this is documented because they were so arrogant. And they have it all in writing. All their secret deals, they have them in writing. And so they would have to say, okay, I'm gonna hold on to this document because it proves my crime. That's what happens when you're a criminal. Now, you are probably not a criminal, so you wouldn't think that way. But if you were a criminal, you'd want to cover your tracks. And that's what the whole point is about, them trying to take these documents. Now, of course, not our president. Our president is taking their documents, proving their crimes. And that's, yeah. But how are they going to get people to wake up to look at it? You can expose things all day long, but if no one looks at it, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? You know, if no one's there. So we've got to make it where it booms. All right. And this is what is happening with it's being put on Twitter. It's being put on all these places. That's what we're doing, is sharing this information as fast as we can and working together. I love it. I love it. So glad we're together. So these are potentially the booms. One is the COVID vaccine is a bioweapon. And that's one of the committees, basically. Okay, I just put this poll out on my social media. If you're not familiar, I am on freedomforce.live. If you want to find all the ways to find our Freedom Force Battalion, go right here to the health page. To the social media platforms, and you'll see all the true links. That's the real Mellies right there in our group, and so how we do these polls from time to time and share information and all that. So I think the COVID, because they're going to get down to the bottom of that in a committee. January 6th, I'm going to show you about that. I'm telling you, Gosar is not playing at all. That's pretty exciting. Gosar is saying pulling out about the January 6th committee, that the election was rigged. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily one of the booms, but look at what's going on in Brazil. At all of this, everyone has to realize these fraudulent elections are, you know, everywhere, and it's all these Dominion machines. Thank you so much for, of course, you know, Mike Lindell. Both of them are wonderful patriots, but anyway, Mike Lindell exposing these criminal Dominion machines, and that those are going to be melted down to prison bars. Yes, I'm going to show you where there's a cool prison. I'm going to show you that today too. Anyway, 9/11 was an inside job. I don't think that's probably one of the booms. Joe Biden is a CCP operative. That's the boom. I'm going to show you here in just a second, but the Penn deal. Okay. I don't know. So we'll see what all these are, but I think these committees are probably the booms that they were talking about. Is all this is going to be exposed before all the world, that an investigation and brought down. Now they're going to fight. They're going to fight because that's, oh, we don't know. Oh, that's classified. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But if we put a subpoena out there and they don't respond, there's a prison, there's a jail cell underneath the Capitol. And the question is, do these people have the the courage, the whatever it takes to do that? This is going to be a fight. Okay, so, all right, so this is some... I'm Hannity still on my naughty list. I'm still not happy with hitting Hannity, but I'm going to let them tell what his summary of this Penn Biden Center.
To the abuse of power, to removing Fang Fang's boyfriend from the Intel committee. But we begin tonight with a special look at the UPenn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Engagement, made possible, it appears, by the Communist Party of China. Now, in 2014, shortly after establishing the academic center, all in Biden's name, and appointing the former vice president to lead the new department, 54 million dollars in anonymous donations from China magically just poured right into the coffers. Now, last year, a government watchdog demanded that these sketchy donations be investigated.
That happens to my bank account all the time. Just money appears. Doesn't that happen with you?
Out of national security concerns. And now, lo and behold, breaking this week, a trove of top secret classified documents, including sensitive compartmented information from the Obama administration. They were uncovered in a private, unsecured office at the Biden Center for Diplomacy and Engagement in a folder that was marked VP Personal.
That's what makes me think, you guys, that it's a lot of this is his crimes. You know, I don't doubt that some of it is top secret stuff that the CCP wants. I don't doubt that. But the most important thing that Joe Biden wants to hide, the most important things that he wants to hide is where, you know, these secret deals with Iran, secret deals with Ukraine, secret deals with whatever. So
now this reportedly includes secret material surrounding the UK, Iran, Ukraine. Now, to put it simply, thanks to Joe Biden, America's most sensitive secrets were floating around in an unsecured office that was bought and paid for by the CCP. Now, perhaps something nefarious is a play, or maybe it's Joe Biden. He's just like Sandy Berger. He's sloppy, just being sloppy. Remember Sandy Berger? He took documents, he shoved them down his pants, his backside, in his socks, and everyone said on the Democratic side, he's just sloppy.
Okay, right there, that tells you they're not taking information. I don't know. It just looks like, smells like they're trying to get information that to cover their tracks. That's what it sounds like to me when they put something down their pants.
He didn't do it on purpose. It accidentally fell into his pants. Now, either way, according to the media mob and the Democratic Party, this is a serious offense. Let's go back and listen to what Biden said only four short months ago when he was on 60 Minutes, one of those rare interviews he gives. Take a look.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
How could anyone be that irresponsible? All right, tonight, maybe Biden should be asking himself that question. Now, of course, Joe Biden, he doesn't need to defend himself. Why should he? He's got Don Lemon. He's got Liberal Morning Joe. He's got the ladies of The View. He's got two.
Very much. That's very much the truth. And they're all circling the wagons to try to help him out. He's got, they said, a lesion on his eye that's going there. He's going to the hospital today. It makes me wonder if something were to strangely happen, because he's really quite something. He's become quite a liability for them. If something were to happen to him, what happens to these investigations? I don't know. I mean, they're going to push back hard and oh, well, the man's dead. Let's have a amazing funeral. I'm just saying, you know, whether he would die or not, they're just, oh, he died. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to do anything to avoid all this truth from coming out, because if this is just the tip of the iceberg for Biden, the whole criminal network of the intelligence community would be exposed from this very thing and the laptop from hell, right? So, you know, that's what, though Mika and Joe were like, oh, how could this could hurt our intelligence community and all that. So, yeah, that's they know, because they're in on it. They know they don't want any of this truth to hit the light of day and the American people. That's what we're going to do. Whatever they don't want us to do, that's exactly what we're going to do. So here's where he's giving his flimsy tissue paper thin explanation.
And surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives. And we're cooperating fully.
Not sure why you'd have to read something like that. That was exactly.
Yeah, let's just, it's just, we're cooperating and we're not going to look into it and let's just move on. Okay, yeah.
Exactly going to be my point, Rob. He was literally looking down, reading, scripted. He is completely scripted by the lawyers at this point. Mm-hmm. Look, I think at this point, we probably should just rerun your opening monologue for the rest of the show, and people should really absorb it. What you laid out was absolutely brilliant.
Thank
what
you.
We need to understand is the money. We have to follow the money. What type of system, and this is what we've created with our academic institutions in today's world, we're sending our kids to college and universities that are largely funded by China. Joe Biden sat there at the Biden Center, didn't teach students, didn't interact with students, didn't show up, and got more than $900,000. Let me repeat that, $900,000 a year to do nothing but have his name on this institute.
Yep.
Now, the institute had classified information, but Joe Biden had been gone from office for 6 years. That institute wasn't the primary and first location for those documents. Those documents, those classified documents, went somewhere else. Where did they go? Did they go to the Biden home in Delaware? If so, Chris Wray needs to immediately go raid the Biden home in Delaware to find out where else are their documents. Again, his 6 years
yeah.
of watching these documents, they were not at Penn the entire time.
Yeah, so, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Don't ask Joe because he doesn't know. And he's at the hospital right now. So yeah, just feel sorry for him and take pity on the poor man because he's, you know, he's an old and whatever, found every excuse of the book. So yeah, this is going to be an interesting moment in our history the unveiling and the revealing. And that's really what, you know, my book is about, the revelation. That's really what revelation is about, is the revealing that these people that we've trusted that we have been in positions of authority over us, our tyrants, are criminals, and that how they run this scam on us, where they take all the goodies, they take all the assets, they take all the power, all the everything for them, the rules for them and thee and not for me and all that. They make it where, you know, we get just the little leftovers, the little dregs. So and you do that, you're the little underling, and you get this little amount of money, and so you just have to do as you're told, and you just don't say a word. And if you do, then you're going to be in trouble. So don't do it, right? So that's the way they've been running this scam all the time. And that's revelation. That's my books here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's what is being revealed to all of us day after day after day. These people are criminals. They just had a video. I didn't pull it for this, but where Clinton and Bush and Obama were out there saying to take the jab. And they look like they were mafia bosses or the Godfather, you know, putting the squeeze on us to do these things. This is the revealing that these people are criminals. And when all this comes out, oh, I didn't know. And oh, I'm so disappointed in this person. And oh, blah, blah, blah. The wringing of the hands and the furrowing of the brows. Just get ready for it. They knew, they knew, they knew. And then all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, but you knew too. And you knew, and you all knew, and you were all in on it. Okay, so the furrowing of the brows will only take them so far. Now, this is Kashyap Patel. Okay, you guys know that. He's become a household name at this point. But I wanted you to see something. Maybe it's here. Nope, it's not here. It's way back in the day. Bang, hang on, hold everybody. Here we go. Here was a post, June 12th. It is post 1481. It says Kashyap Patel, name to remember. Back in the day, we didn't know Kashyap Patel. We call him Cash Patel now, right? He's been absolutely phenomenal. He has, of course, worked in the President Trump administration. He worked with Devin Nunes to try to get to the bottom of all their crimes, and then they just stalled, okay, on them because we weren't ready. We weren't ready. We didn't have enough of good people in place to keep them from being able to stalling. Okay, just stonewalling. Okay, so this is what he's talking about now: is how do we get to the bottom of this? How will the Jim Jordan and all of them? Let me see if I have that video. Do I have that one? Hang on. I had another one for you guys. I have so many things to show you. So every time it's like, what? Okay, so maybe it's this. Well, anyway, I'm going to show you a video here in just a second of Jim Jordan and Jim Comer and McCarthy and where they're talking about doing all these investigations and how do they really hold their feet to the fire without them running the scam on them and delay and I don't know and, you know, we'll give that to you later and all that, like they normally do this whole blah, blah, blah that they do when you get anywhere near the truth. Okay, so this is what Cash is saying and we were told to watch him. And, oh, just by the way, we were told, I keep going back to the wrong screen, that we were told to do that on that June 12th, 2018. June 12th, 2018 is when that post was. It makes me wonder if by June we're going to have these trials of these people that would seem right on the timeline. I've heard there would be military tribunals. And what if he is going to play a huge role in revealing and exposing and holding these people accountable for their crimes against all of us? So let's see what he says.
When you have a Department of Justice that you cannot rely on to fulfill a congressional subpoena and force people who violate it, Congress actually has this thing called inherent contempt of Congress powers, which means the Speaker of the House can send the Sergeant at Arms out and go and arrest anyone that defies a congressional subpoena. Wow. Now, if you want to see whether these Republicans actually have backbone, that's the law.
No, hold on, slow down. So we've got 45 seconds. I've never heard that before. So you're trying to tell me Kevin McCarthy, let's say Fauci defies a subpoena.
Yeah. He can be arrested by the Sergeant at Arms at the direction of Kevin McCarthy and held in detention.
Where?
Well, there are jail cells at the bottom of the Capitol building. People don't know that, but they're there.
You're blowing my mind, Cash. All right, more with Cash Patel after the break.
Yep. You're blowing my mind, Cash. How about that? How about that for a boom? How about that for a boom? Yeah, that was not the one I was thinking about showing. I have another one of Cash Patel. But yeah, that is pretty boomy. And if they don't respond to the subpoenas, and if they stonewall, and they get to all this, they have contempt of Congress. Now, they already pulled this with Bannon. Where was it? What was it called? Hang on. Let me mute it, and I'll play it. They did this with Bannon. Right. And they said, oh, he's in contempt of Congress. We already have seen that. They already did this with President Trump, where they said, oh, he's taking all these classified documents. They've already done all these things, but we weren't guilty. President Trump wasn't guilty. Bannon wasn't guilty. So nothing really happened. But these people truly are, and they could, you know, be held in contempt of Congress. If I can never find that screen. Yeah, this was a cute video. Let me show you more of that.
Where are that?
Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or Chip Roy or Anna Paulina, they subpoena Jack Dorsey. And Jack Dorsey is in Tahiti. And he says, forget it, I'm not going to.
The crowd will tell you whether he makes it or not. Set to go. Snap, ball down, kick is up.
It really has been quite the show. It really has been. And most people don't even pay attention. They're not really, you know, they're focused on raising their kids. And I understand that, you know, but it's been quite interesting to see. And the major changes that are taking place in Congress right now, and you can go on C-SPAN and watch them having all these debates and discussing all these the actual voting, which is so exciting. I'll show you a couple of those before we go into break. But this is, let's see if I... where is it? Anyway, they have, oh, that's in another screen. So they have, you know, the votes for the rules that they, you know, approve the rules. You already know about that. And also to remove the 87,000 IRS agents. Now, who knows? They may push back on that at the Senate. But the bottom line is the House can hold the purse strings and say, we're not going to do it. So, you know, it's all revealing to us how they've weaponized our three branches of government against the American people. And they've been pretty good at it. And that's why we have to be, the only way we'll be free is if we are aware and following them. And you know, if things aren't being allowed to be done in the darkness, then they can get away with murder, literally. Okay. That's the whole point. Oh, we'll have to have that under lock and key for 75 years, stuff like that. So anyway, So I wanted you to see Cash was saying on contempt of Congress charges, and that this would be legitimate and not some, you know, bogus thing. They would have to reveal reveal those documents, reveal the request for information based upon the subpoena, or they would be held in contempt of Congress and put in that little jail cell. Wouldn't that be a fine how do you do, especially after what they have done to our January 6th patriots and so many more? I think it was 1,000 that they've prosecuted so far, and they said they were going to try to do 2,000 more over the next year. And then you know what's going on in Brazil, how they have literally, against the Geneva Conventions, held 1,700 people in that gymnasium. And I mean, it's outrageous. And they're saying that they're going to hold these people for their crimes. I mean, it is awful. It's awful. And the UN should come in and say, no, this is you're not allowed to do this, and not even have people have water. I mean, it could really turn into a terrible situation. So I will. The good news is, yesterday I saw a video of them singing the song, "Because I Know He Holds the Future, and Life is Worth Living Because I Know He Lives." This is the beautiful faith of the people of Brazil. God is no doubt working through them. So I'm going to show you more, though, about all this going on when we get back from the break.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
One more thing I wanted to tell you, two more things actually I wanted to tell you about this Penn Biden debacle, and that is that the CCP was funding this, and that they were telling Biden's, I think it was his granddaughter, that she could come, they wanted to invite her to come to China to participate in something. Bottom line, so that they could infiltrate the family, infiltrate the power structure. It's not about her personally. It's not about Biden personally, Joe Biden personally. It's about infiltrating this power structure. And that's how you saw the huge amount of money that Biden was getting from this institute. It's basically like the Clinton initiative, and how they were using this as a money laundering operation for political influence. Okay. And then here, Brian McKeon, a senior director at the Penn Biden Center, who became deputy secretary of state for management and resources, resigned quietly in late December for no apparent reason. They knew this was coming out. This they knew about. This came out November, just before the election, but they kept it quiet until this day. And the reason why is because they know that these committee hearings are starting. All these booms are starting, and all this is going to be exposed. And it's better for them to expose it and for them to kind of couch it in, oh, this is what happened, and this is the blah, blah, blah. They can give their own excuses rather than it being a boom in the middle of court. Trust me, there's so many booms coming that they will not be able to keep a lid on it. And it'll be so overwhelming that people will realize these people are criminals. Okay, so this is the good news that is what's going on. This is the one I was going to show you about Paul Gosar. He was saying they'll conduct a real investigation into January 6th. The effort to attempt a coup between traitor General Mark Milley and Pelosi will be reviewed and exposed. Somebody had blasted him for some baloney, saying, oh, this is, you guys are basically calling him out to be a seditionist. And that's how he fired back. Oh, no. What the real seditionists of Mark Milley and Pelosi will be exposed. They were the ones who planned this whole coup on the Capitol, and everyone's going to know it. That's what he said. That's what he said. I love it. And so whenever that truth comes out, we have got to blast it and shout it from the rooftops. That's really when I've been talking a lot about the Battle of Jericho. That's the hard thing, is to shout all this. And we're entering into that seventh time around, so to speak. As of January 20th of this year is the seventh year since President Trump was inaugurated. And it's like, it's time for the shouting. And the walls to come tumbling down. I really do think that's what's happening. All right, so he also said Milley's treasonous sellout to China will be investigated. Pelosi not warning members about intel of impending violence will be exposed. Soon everyone will know the truth, that there were sellouts. Milley and Pelosi. Sellouts. Here's Milley right here. Yeah, they're sellouts, and they were trying to cover for this criminal operation, and it's all going to come out. And that's why they're kind of coming out with some of these things, because they're trying to control have a controlled demolition. All right. So then that's why Biden truth is coming out about this Penn deal. Matt Gaetz reveals the Republicans will release 14,000 hours of January 6th tapes. I was worried they were going to be like, oh, we can't do that. They are. That's what Gaetz says. This man, I'm so proud of Matt Gaetz. He is not playing with them at all. And this truth is, we've got to come out with the truth about what that's just going to be huge. It's going to be huge for people to see how they use these, they turn a patriot event where we're trying to protest a fraudulent election, which is our right under the Constitution, but they use that to classify us as domestic terrorists and to go after us and hold people in prison for no cause when it was them. And I think that's exactly what happened in Brazil. I think tearing down of the police station or whatever it is, I don't think that the Patriots did that. They've been peaceful for months and months and months and months. They're not going to go do that. And now these people are being held as if they're guilty of such a thing. All the truth about this, the Ray Epps, all these people, what really happened with Sicknick, what really happened with Ashley Babbitt right there, and her mother being arrested the other day, is just absolutely atrocious. So all of that is going to be exposed, and it's just time. Whenever that comes out, it's not just some conspiracy theory. Here it is, and here are the videos, and you can see it for yourself. We will blast that from the rooftops, and the walls will come tumbling down. All right, and then Thomas Massey said it's official. I just reintroduced my bipartisan bill to audit the Federal Reserve. How about that? I like that one. And they're going to vote on abolishing the IRS and eliminating income tax. I told you. Really, the word of God told you, because he said that they will be left penniless and helpless. Just so you know, the IRS is a criminal operation. They take this money and they put it in their own pockets. It's literally like highway robbery. And clearly we're in debt up to our eyeballs, over our eyeballs, and they have taken all this money for themselves. But the Bible says very clearly, and I talk about this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, that as it talks about in Habakkuk, they will be left penniless and helpless. And that it says your debtors will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. I've read it so many times I can quote it. Habakkuk, I think that's Habakkuk 2. So it's going to be very exciting. Now, these are our wonderful Jim Comer, Jim Jordan, and here's McCarthy. And Hannity is asking them what's going to happen on some of these committees. So I'll play a little clip of that.
And whether the DOJ has been weaponized.
Yeah.
What do you see so far?
Well, it's not a question of whether that's happened. It has, because we've had now dozens of FBI agents come to us taking whistleblower status, talking about how political things have become. And I always step back and look at the big picture. We had a Department of Justice that treated moms and dads as terrorists, used the Patriot Act.
Domestic terrorists at school board meetings.
Yeah. You got the FBI that paid Twitter $3 million. Not one, not two, but $3 million to censor conservative viewpoints on their platform. And then, of course, you got what we've seen happen across government in so many other agencies where it's been weaponized against the very people they're supposed to serve. The Department of Homeland Security tried to set up a disinformation governance board as if some federal agency should tell the American people what they're allowed to say, what they're not allowed to say. That if that's not a direct attack on the First Amendment, I don't know what is. And that's what we're going to look into, because the first step in stopping it is you have to get all the facts on the table for the country to see. Then you go about stopping and making sure it never happens again.
Let me ask you this. Did the FBI in 2016 and 2020 in the presidential elections, did they put their thumb on the scale? I can give you detail. I know you have the detail. But for example, in 2020, they FBI agents in early October, after they were warned by Bruce Orr not to use the dossier, they flew over to Great Britain and they met with Christopher Steele. They offered him $1 million to prove that the dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for, the Russian dossier, was true. He couldn't claim his money. But then by the end of the month, it became the bulk of the FISA application. Mm-hmm. And it was unverified.
Yeah. But I would argue
they got away with it.
Yeah.
Now we have the recent case. They suppressed all this information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Did they put their thumb on the scale?
And I would argue, as my colleague Matt Gaetz said in committee, I would argue it was all the other elections as well. So 2016, they spy on Trump's campaign and do what you just described. 2018, it's the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed the Hunter Biden story. And in 2022, 91 days before the midterm election, they raid President Trump's home.
That's such a great point. I hope you guys heard that every time there's an election, they've put their finger on the scale and to support these their other candidates. Every time, oh, this person's under investigation. Oh, this is going on. This is the Russia, whatever, to push the election in their favor.
Oh, by the way, it's quite a contrast from what we learned yesterday, how they treated President Trump, and what we learned yesterday, where Joe Biden now had classified information at the Biden Center that they knew about before the election, but somehow that didn't get made public.
Will this be like a church committee moment? Will this be that the true reform, that what should be the premier law enforcement agency in the world, the FBI, will we be able to restore it to the greatness it once had?
That's our goal. Rank and file agents are good men and women. We know that by the fact that dozens of them come talk to us about what they see happening and how concerned they are about it. So we know that we know.
But I'll tell you one thing. We're going to have some tight controls. We're going to have hold their feet to the fire to make sure that they, if we leave any of this intelligence community in place, it has to be such oversight that they can't say boo. I'm more of the idea of just blast into 1,000 pieces. And this whole thing, this whole flimsy baloney that Ray was over there saying, oh, we need to support the FBI. We need, because we caught four people who were planning bombs. Trust me, the whole, when it all comes out, a lot of this is going to be just like it was on the January 6th, like what happened January 8th in Brazil. It's all been an intel operation, an inside job. So many of these things have been. I bet you $50. And my thing is, I'm not big on federal. I'm big on, let's have this as the states are controlling their own policing. Bring it down to the local level, and so that the people know who these people are. Because how many times have you heard that, they're doing an investigation, and all of a sudden the FBI comes in, and everybody just backs up. Nobody does anything. They just go stand outside, and they don't watch what the FBI is doing. Yet that's just too open for corruption, in my strong opinion. I'm much more on bringing this down to the American people, to the local level. And I think Jim Jordan probably is too. He can't say that right now. Right now, they're just trying to get these committees started and get all this exposed. I wanted to play, I might play a little bit more of that, but I wanted you, this is the video I was wanting you to see about Kash Patel saying he knows how to get these documents and he'll fly up there if necessary to help them to do just that.
On the committee specifically, subpoena the documents and people and release that to the American public. It's where Paul Ryan and Rod Rosenstein colluded together to prevent the release of all these documents, and the half of them never got out, which is why we're still asking questions about them today rather than getting answers for the American people. And the only way to solve that and pierce through the whole CCP veil that—
I'm sorry to interrupt, but okay, that is a few, and I just posted this the other day. Q posted that what is the going rate for a Speaker of the House to cover up information? How much do they get paid? And that's what the whole point was with Paul Ryan. It was proven that he had been taking money to cover up the crimes of his cronies. And that's why he left at such a young age. Remember, the question was, why did he resign at such a young age? You know, and so there's that. And then Cantor got removed, Boehner got removed. These people have been doing this for years to keep, to protect the criminal network. All right. So I want you to see that. That's what he's saying. That's classified. They'll come up with every excuse in the book so that they cannot get these, get down to the bottom of it. So this is what he's saying. How do we get to the bottom of it? How do Jim Jordan and Jim Comer and all the other Paul Gosar and all these great patriots on these committees, how do they get to the bottom of it?
That Mitch McConnell and company are colluding on with their partners in the outside media and people like Paul Ryan, who are in lofty board positions at certain media companies. We have to go and get these committees on Congress to subpoena the CCP documents from places like Sequoia Capital and from Joe Biden's family and from Hunter Biden, and then drag Hunter Biden before the United States Congress and ask him about the millions of dollars he got from the CCP. Those are the only answers that are going to be worth any merit. And the most important thing is, Steve, we can't put out our own memos on this stuff. This is where we caught the government gangsters red-handed in Russiagate, on Jan 6th, on Ukraine. They're so arrogant that the Rod Rosensteins and companies of the world who tried to and threatened to investigate me for doing my job, and he who himself threatened to wear a wire against President Trump, write this stuff down themselves on government documentation, and we have to get the receipts.
That's what I was saying earlier. They have it all documented. They're so arrogant that they have all their crimes documented. My husband and I were talking about that last night. He says, well, if I was going to commit a crime, which my husband, he wouldn't commit a crime. But anyway, if he weren't going to commit a crime, he said he wouldn't write it down. He wouldn't tell a mouse what he was going to do. You know, but these people are so arrogant and they've been getting away with it for so long. They just built up these walls for so long, the walls of Jericho, and it's a whole thing's going to come down like a house of cards. And everybody's going to realize it. So, yes, I love Cash. So he's going to say how to get the receipts.
As you say, Steve, so succinctly, we are owed the receipts. I guarantee you they exist. And anyone in Congress wants to know where to look, whether the FBI or DOJ or IC, you can give me a call. I'll come over there. I'll fly on a plane. I'll do it at my own cost. The American people are owed this. And when we unleash 2023 in the Trump campaign, wait till you see the wave of truth that is going to hit them in the face.
Love it. Love it. And our job, as you keep hearing me say, we're going to be on the Freedom Force Battalion. You follow all of my social media. Go join all my social media. And we're going to share every bit of it. Every bit of it as fast as we possibly can. And like the other day, we did one on Twitter, two of them. And they both got like 200,000 views. Okay. So, and I only have like 2,000 people on my Twitter, but we were using these hashtags, and it just got it out like wildfire. Okay, so that was great. So I want you to see. Don't forget to go and share this with your friends on treasury.gov/OFAC, Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC/downloads/sdnlist.pdf. This is treasury.gov. I can't make this up. This is their documents. They now have 2019 pages of assets that have been seized. This is why they're panicking, because they have stolen from us fair and square, and they now are having all these assets seized because they were involved in corruption or human trafficking. or drug trafficking. All right. So I want you to see that. Now, I'm going to show you. Let's see what else. There's so much to show you. How much time do I have? All right. So I want you to play a little clip of this man right here, because he's talking about be very careful before you take anything from Big Pharma. This is a criminal operation. Very, very careful. That's why I love Brideon. We are working on, and of course, the Health Ranger with Mike Adams, making sure to have healthy products that that are your these are things that will help your health, and not this part of this Big Pharma that is actually working against our health. So he's saying the number three cause of death is pharmaceuticals. Would you have thought that after heart disease and cancer, which don't even get me started on those, because that's a racket too. But this is what he's saying. This is how we've got to be wary of that.
In America every year, and half of these people die while they do what their doctors told them. So they die because of the side effects. The other half die because of errors. And it's often the doctors that make the errors, because any drug may come with 20, 30, or 40 warnings, contraindications, precautions, and so on. No doctor in the world knows about all this. So they give patients drugs that they should not have given them, that interact dangerously with other drugs or food items or so on. And then the patients die. That's the other half.
And of course, they are totally insulated and protected. And this Big Pharma, that's the other boom, is this being a bioweapon. This is going to come out. The people, it's becoming terribly obvious with all the sudden deaths. You know, that's what we shared the other day on Twitter. And that if so many people saw, it's clear. And it's even, but the problem is there's so many people who are brainwashed. So that's why we pray, because we've got to break through this matrix so that they can understand what the truth is and save their lives and the lives of their families. Okay. So that's why we're trying desperately to save their lives. All right. So here is my page. And I actually have a link to the Health Ranger page right here at the, where did it go? Anyway, it's on here somewhere, a keto, Brideon store, where you can get good, healthy products, where you can, here's a wonderful detox, because we're so inundated with toxins, even if you don't take pharmaceuticals. You know, using things, and like that one, this one right here is something that's been used for years and years, okay? So it's something that's a tried and true, proven. I'm not against all pharmaceuticals, but I want it to be something that is use it very sparingly, and something that's been proven over many, many years. Okay. So also just using these things that are good for you, that we've been, that we know are healthy products that are health. Like here's the CBD. If you're not familiar with CBD, that was taken out of our food system, our food source. And now President Trump, thank God for President Trump, he put this back into our food supply. And so we can purchase it now. It's not really, they're not, basically, you have to purchase it separately, because it's not really in our food chain. I mean, that's not really accurate. They don't feed it to the cattle anymore like they should used to, and have it in the soil and all that. They removed it from all of that years and years ago. So this is why we have to supplement until we get this back into our quote food chain. So someone clarified that with me, and that's a very good, very good point. So our body needs this for our cannabinoid system, and we just that's why we have such a hard time throwing off all of these different pathogens and all that. But this is a wonderful way to remove heavy metals and to remove the effects of 2021, to detox our body, to help our bodies to overcome the shedding and all of that. Like I said, I really appreciate the Health Ranger and how much Mike is always working so hard to help make sure everyone is as healthy as we possibly can. We've got to protect our lives, our families. I love this one right here. If you click right here, you will see how you can have non-toxic products in your house. Do not use any of the toxic products that they sell. This is all a concerted effort against us. So check into that freedomforce.live/boycottcabal. I love this. And then this is my key. I love this. This is how I keep my energy up. I love the Telegram page, Start Here with Melly. I do this every day. It keeps my energy up and keeps me from crashing. I just love having products. I know I'm getting the quality. I'm getting the nutrients. I'm getting everything that I need in my body, because the food is just not nutritious like it used to be. it's, you know, you look at those chickens, you know, those are hormone chickens. Don't forget also on my wonderful Prescribing Life, if you have pain, you do not have to live with pain, you guys. If you've had nerve damage, this can be repaired. It's amazing. Definitely call prescribinglife.com. This is what saved my mom's life. She was on 3 opioids a day, and now she doesn't even take aspirin. It's amazing. So definitely check into all this. Oh, this is how we stop the bleeding with my dear friend who was bleeding unbelievably. To check into that. Some of these effects we can solve with natural herbs. My time is completely up. But all this is research more on freedomforce.live/health. And also just check into the books because this is really wonderful news. I want to say one quick verse real quick. And I wanted to say this is verse 11 of chapter 8 of Romans. If the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. We have the spirit of Christ in us, and that's how we overcome. Thank you so much, Lord, that you guide us into all truth and you give us the strength to do everything you've called us to do. Thank you for all these wonderful patriots and with Bridie on and all those who are fighting so hard in this battle. And we pray all and pray for these committee men and all that they're trying to do. We pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. And I will talk to you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. on Bridie on.tv.